So that's the one-way computation thing. It's exponentially harder to compute y, I mean, compute n given y than it is to compute y given n. And you're talking about all the numbers we're handling here being, you know, having a, you know, being long, being hundreds of digits long. So, so this is going to be our one-way computation. We're going to fix values of Q and P. They're actually going to be printed in a directory somewhere. Everybody's going to know what they are. And to go from number A to big A, F of A is big A, that's going to be the one-way computation. And big A is going to be Q to the A mod P, where Q and P are these fixed numbers. Easy to compute F of A, impossibly hard, given the amount of brute force searching you have to do the computation in the reverse order. Okay? Okay. This is the last piece of mathematical preliminary. We're going to invent this new operation, X star N. Okay? X star N is just X to the N mod P. We've seen that computation before. So the thing I want you to notice is that X star N star M is the same as X star M star N. Right? This is going to be very crucial in getting Alice and Bob to come up with the same answer. Right? Because this is X to the N all to the M modulo P, and this is X to the M all to the N modulo P, and when you raise one power to another power, it's like multiplying the exponents, right? So you get x to the m times n either way, and the fact that you're reducing everything modulo p. Okay, so, and this is using this star operation, the star notation here. The thing that we have been calling f of a is q star a, where, you know, q is a fixed number. Okay, so we're now ready. Okay, this is the most important slide here. This is the most important slide. Here was Diffie-Hellman's invention. There's Alice. She's you trying to buy something from Amazon. Okay? There's Bob. He's Amazon. Here's what you, that is to say, I mean, you have no idea this is going on because it's the software in your computer that's doing it. But everybody's computer has this software in it now that does this. Exactly what we're now saying. It's happening a million times every second. Alice picks a secret number A. It's a random number, big enough. There are some other conditions on it, but she picks a random number. She keeps it in her computer. She does not send it over the internet. Bob picks a secret number B. He keeps it in his computer. Does not send it over the internet. Nobody but Alice and Bob know. Nobody but Alice knows A. Nobody but Bob knows B. Alice computes F of A. This is this one-way computation. If I lost you in terms of the details for the moment, it doesn't matter. Just think of this as this one-way computation, which is easy for Alice to do, to produce the number big A, but impossible for anybody to reverse, to go from big A back to little a. Bob does exactly the same thing. Bob and Alice both have to know what F is, right? This one-way computation, but that's out there. I mean, you know, they like read Diffie-Hellman's paper, right? Or it's whatever Microsoft put into your software. So everybody knows what F is. Okay. Alice now shouts out A so everybody can hear it. There she is. Okay? And in particular, she sends it over the, you know, technically she's sending it over the wire, over the internet, through all of those routers and switchers and mosh pits until it gets to Bob. And Bob does exactly the same thing with his public number, B. Okay? So he shouts out B. and Alice and everybody else can hear it. Now, Alice, hearing Bob's public number B, computes B star A. And Bob, hearing Alice's public number A, computes A star B. She's got little A because she's got it, you know, written on her little slip of paper that she hasn't shown anybody. And Bob has little B because he's got it on his little slip of paper. So Alice can combine Bob's public information with her secret information, and Bob can combine his secret information with Alice's public information. And as if by magic, they've got the same answer. Because B star A, right, what's B? B is F of little b, right? This is F of little b star A. F of little b is Q star little b. Q star B star A, that's the same as Q star A star B. That's the thing we just did on the last slide, because it's like, you know, one raising one power to the other. Q star A is F of A. So this is F of A star B, which is F of A is little a is big A, so you get big A star B. And all of this is reduced always modulo P. I didn't even bother writing that down all the time, right? There's this modulo P where everything is constantly being, and they both know what the value of P is. That's always being done. So that's the encryption key. That's the encryption key. This number, they got the same answer. They don't have to compare to make sure they got the same answer. They know they got the same answer. That's what they use as the encryption key. Yes?
So when you say like a 128-bit encryption key, does that mean like the answer is 128 bits or like just
right.
starting numbers?
No, the answer is 128 bits. Yeah.
And then I'm guessing B star A, like big B star A, like that's, is that going to remain private? Like, are they going
to
broadcast?
Yes. No. That has to remain private. That is the yes. That encryption key. So they now that's private, but to the two of them, right? Bob and Alice only know the key, right? As opposed to little a, which is so private that only Alice knows it, and little b is so private that only Bob knows it. But this value is something that's so private that only Alice and Bob know it, unless Congress passes a law that says they have to tell the government. Okay, and that's what happened. That's what happened. This is a few slides hence. But, you know, it took a while for the intelligence agencies to realize the significance of this. This meant that anybody could send anybody an unbreakable message using, in 76 there were no laptop computers, but, you know, people could see Moore's Law going forward a little bit. So this was such an astonishing development given the, you know, two millennia of military work on secrecy, that all of a sudden this became, you know, the common property of humankind. Everybody could do it. And there was nothing anybody could do about it except to make it illegal. So, but that's getting a little bit ahead of the story. So let's just remind ourselves of the framework here. There's Alice with her secret number A and Bob with his secret number B. They shout out their, they do their computations on little a and little b, and they shout out the results. K is, we'll call this, common number, which Alice uses to encrypt her credit card number, and Amazon uses at the other end to decrypt so they can charge her money, and they use that as the shared key. What can Eve do if she tries to attack this? She knows big A and big B, because everybody knows those numbers. But there's no way to combine those two numbers together, even knowing the algorithm, right? So this respects Kirchhoff's principle. It's there in Diffie-Hellman's paper. You know, it's there in every cryptography textbook. No secret about what the algorithm is, but you can't back up. You know, your best bet might be, you know, what's called rubber hose cryptography. You know what rubber hose cryptography is? Yeah, rubber hose cryptography is you go find Bob and you beat him with a rubber hose until he tells you what the value of little b is.